Slow and steady wins the race for a better voice. It's true. Hi, my name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And today is a short video where I'll be discussing this idea of how you can adopt the hare and the tortoise principle to bettering your voice and improving your communication ability. If you don't know the story of the hare and the tortoise, it's quite a simple one, and it's been around for a long, long time, and it's told in many different parts of the world. But in case you haven't heard of it, basically there's a race between a hare, like a bunny rabbit, and a tortoise. And of course the tortoise moves very slow, and hares can move very quickly. And they start off in the race, and of course the tortoise is just going at his little pace, just moving forward, but it's going to take a long time for him to get to the end of the finish line. And then the hare, the bunny, is running around, running circles around the tortoise, running back and forth, and it's kind of using all his energy. It's showing off, it's showing him, see, I'm going to win this, this is easy. But the tortoise just keeps going slowly, steadily. And the bunny's running around, and actually the bunny's so confident that it just runs off and back again. It runs a few miles extra. And then it sees him and he goes, oh, do you know what? He's going to take forever. I'm just going to take a nap. So the hare, the bunny, falls asleep by a tree waiting for the tortoise to catch up before he finishes the race. However, because the hare had used so much of its energy running around and showing off, it fell asleep at the tree and didn't wake up in time. And gradually, in all that time, as the bunny was sleeping, the tortoise crawled ever so gently across the finish line and won the race. And so the moral of the story was, slow and steady wins the race. And how is this relevant to your voice, and how is it relevant to getting a better voice? Well, it's quite simple, but you can also put it down to thinking of your voice as something that can wear down and can become tired and can get overused if we're not careful. You need to think of yourself as a speaker and your voice more like a marathon, like your life is long. If you want longevity and health, you need to do certain things that will allow for that. And obviously, if you want your voice to be brighter, clearer, more resonant, more articulate, again, you need to do gentle, daily exercises that build up over time and gradually compound to give you a better voice in every area. Whereas if you're just trying to go hard at it, you spend an hour a day doing articulation only, and then you go out and speak, you know, you're missing other parts of the voice that really need to be taken care of, such as the length in your body and the space you create in order to create sound. So as a marathon runner rather than a sprinter, we want to make sure that we are making gradual changes and constant daily practice, even if it's just a little bit, that keeps us moving forward. Instead of just trying to do as much as we can in a week and then just wearing ourselves out and not seeing the benefits for the long term. That's how people burn out, and that's how you can ruin your voice. So if you want to improve your voice for the long term, for the future, and be someone who gradually gets better and builds the muscles involved at a safe and healthy rate so you can become a better performer and continually become a better performer, just take it easy. One step at a time. One step at a time. There's a really good reason why my 8-week course is 8 weeks and not 2 weeks. And in fact, if I could have made it longer, I would have. And I'm constantly telling people to slow down and not try to get to the end of the course too soon. In fact, I'm making it so only one day unlocks at a time now. Because what happens is, it takes roughly between 6 weeks and 2 months for your body to start adapting and taking on board new habits automatically without you consciously thinking of it. And so I designed this course to build you up with new habits for your body to adopt. And it's 2 months in length, it's 8 weeks. So what happens is your body starts remembering all these things gradually, slowly, building up a system, a voice, an instrument, a body, which is there to perform for you. So you can concentrate on other things, like what you're about to say, how you're going to affect your audience, and all the technical details that go along with public speaking and singing. So this is setting up your body to work for you. And even if you don't, you know, do that course, there is loads on this YouTube channel. It's just the philosophy, it's the way of thinking about it. Don't try and cram everything into that one day. Just take enough time, 20 minutes each day, to work on yourself, to work on your voice, and to gradually progress. Be the tortoise, not the hare, when it comes to the voice. Okay? Life is long if you continue to grow. Thank you for watching this video. My name is Darren McStay from vocabilities.com. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.